Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. It is another blessed day that the Lord our God has made. His return is soon. And I thank the Lord that His return is soon. And I thank the Lord that I can still work before He returns. We got a lot to be happy about. I desire to do more for people that choose to be lost. But everybody has to make their own choice. And I want things to be portrayed, the reality of God to be portrayed before them. If the love that we live, the light that we live, the wisdom of God that we live. See, the light of God is comprised of the love of God, the knowledge of God, the wisdom of God, the counsel of God, the might of God, the authority of God. All these, everything of God is light. And when we portray it, people see what they never saw before. Some people would love to know God. And some people, even if they knew God, they are turned. No help for them. And I pray for people. I pray, the Lord told me to pray for His people who follow Him. Years ago, He said, something's happening in the spirit. He said, pray. So I began to pray for people who follow Him and those that don't. And He stopped me. He said, only pray for those who follow me. And there's a perfect reason for it. This is when the Lord began to divide the sheep from the goat. He bound the tares in bundles to be burned. And not once, many years before that, I asked the Lord about that. How would He bind the tares and bundles to be burned? People that do wrong, and this is the example that he gave me. When people are wrong, they don't have peace. And they look for solace in others. When Jesus went before Pilate and Herod, Herod sent him to Pilate, Pilate sent him back to Herod, Herod sent him back to Pilate. And they sent him back and forth. He ended up in Pilate's court instead of Herod's court. They didn't like each other. But after all this was over, they became friends. When people are in compromise and they like it, they find a way to justify it. And in doing so, they have something in common. And they strengthen each other in that deception or rebellion or defiance, whatever it is. And the enemy is definitely in it. When people turn from God, they have the ability to say no to life. They have the ability to despise Him. And it turns them into something that they don't want to be or may not know about. Sin hardens the heart. Christian men who dabble in pornography, eventually they collect friends that do the same thing. People that are hurt, if they don't want to repent and grow up, they looking for solace in somebody, in some kind of way, somebody that can understand. They don't want to grow up, but they want peace, and they can't have both. But when you want, when you determine to know the Lord, and you drive, you have an excitement about God, a refreshing excitement about God. You're sincere, and you attract people that's sincere, and you attract people that want hope, people that want life. When they come around, they feel better all over because they want it. But people that want to justify themselves, anybody that loves the world will be offended at you. If you have good success, they will be offended at you. If the Lord, if you have a thriving relationship, they will have Cain jealousy against you. If they love the world. Some people have no appetite for the things of God. And some people want the truth. They just hadn't seen it yet. And the cold religion of the church has put a bad taste in their mouth. And they want the truth and can't find it in their circle. But when they see it, they want it. That's what I love about the radio broadcast. It reaches out to people that's been wounded by cold religion. I don't hold back. Just like I don't hold back on these broadcasts. I speak it like it is. I can't personally judge people, but people do things and they need to be judged. But that's God's job. When I speak by the Holy Spirit, it all works out. I learned that if I can just obey the Lord and speak His word, everything works. And those who receive the truth, they become they begin to live that example of wisdom in life. You know, I used to think that, well, if people are blessed in the sight of others, they'll get saved. That only works with people that want to know the truth. People that want to justify themselves, they'll despise it. There are tares that are wheat. And tares have a great part to play in how mainstream preachers are taught because of the seminary schools, the lies that are taught. See, people are good people, you know. I'm not trying to isolate a particular denomination at all. The same challenge was there in every denomination. Even the ones that believe God's word. The enemy tried them. And in most cases, he didn't succeed when people loved God and they were seeking to know him. But opinions are shaped. People have broadcast lies as truth, and it's a challenge to overcome it. And some people overcome it more than others. But at the end of the day, your relationship with the Lord can make the difference. See, I know that I can believe deception and not know it. So I like fail safes. I got some fail safes. My main fail safe is I only speak what God put on my heart. That has worked out well for me. And I grew in learning to yield to the Holy Spirit and not I teach things, sometimes, you know, you teach things according to what you understand, but I look for the prompting. Even though I know what to do, I look for the prompting. It's a time. And I listen. As I talk, whatever the Lord put on my heart, I can hear what I'm saying. And sometimes he say things in a way that gives me more light on the subject. And I see something I never saw before. You have to be able to make adjustments. Another fail-safe is my confession. I speak with my mouth that I love what's true and I hate what's not. Another fail-safe that works well, I take time and study the Word, receive His Word. That gives me a chance to receive more light, receive more correction, and fortify my heart and my mind and my brain against deception. Because if you have the truth in you, you can judge what's not true. Because truth has its own rhythm. It has its, it's there, it's solid, it's foundational. Deception has no foundation. It has no wisdom, it has no knowledge of God. It just seems true from a certain point of view. And usually those points of view is something that you're not skilled at. But when the Lord is prepping you and preparing you, you're making adjustments, you're more equipped to see the deception as it comes. But the enemy is smart. And compared to me, he's ancient. But he's defeatable. Compared to God, he's not ancient. he's nothing. God made dust to defeat him. He made man of the dust of the earth to defeat him and bear light and be his children. Satan is defeatable, so his deception and his lies are defeatable and detectable. But you have to do your homework. My other fail-safe is this. I speak that I hate deception. And I ask the Lord to expose all forms of deception that I may have collected. Because if I believe something amiss, it's robbing me. And I keep my ears open. I listen to the Lord. And I've had good success because of it. And I keep preaching in the hot spot. The hot spot is what Jesus, just like Jesus told Peter, let out your nets for a haul. That was his hot spot. But Peter had to act on it. He let out a net, almost broke it. If they began to break, then he called his fellow fishermen and they let out the nets like Jesus said in the first place. And they caught many fish in the hot spot. Where's your hot spot? If you're looking for me to tell you, you're not going to find it. Jesus, the Holy Spirit will give you, he will point you to the hot spot. He'll train you for it, he'll prepare you for it, and he'll take you there. You'll have to go where he's guiding you. He'll show you where your hot spot is. A lot of times people want to do something for the Lord, so they wake up, get a bunch of tracts, and go to the park and pass them out. And they can do that for a long time without much results, but if the Lord show them where the hot spot is, they're going to be very effective. And if they yield to the Lord and not prepare for the hot spot, they're going to be even more effective. But where do you go every day? You can always live the light of God's word. You don't have to go find a mission field to do missionary work. You can live the light of God's word where you are. You can pray for the people that you're around every day. You can bind the spirit of blindness so they can see. There's a lot of things we can do where we are, where we work, where we go to school, where we live, and even at church. Represent Jesus Christ. Represent the Holy Spirit. Represent the Father. Represent the goodness of God. Build people up. Represent your family. I let people know the good things my parents have done and my sisters. If people do anything good, I magnify. Not embellish, but I magnify. I let people know about it. Real testimonies. When we're testifying about the works of God, keep it true. The Lord is the Spirit of truth. Don't exaggerate. Keep it true, just like it is. Keep it pure. I was reading one of Lester's, it was either Lester Summerall or Smith Wigglesworth. They frowned on, in the writings that they wrote, they frowned on exaggerations. They frowned on exaggerations. So does the Holy Spirit. We get excited about it, and you know, a little exaggeration may come out with it, but keep it pure. Because if you want the Holy Spirit to use it, it's got to be true. He's not the father of lies. He only deals with truth. When people teach things as deception, he doesn't handle it. When people preach things amiss, he can't back it up with signs and wonders. Only the truth, only the essence of his word. I call it the spirit. The spirit of his word, you know, my interpretation is that's what the Holy Spirit, the point he was making. The spirit of the word, the point that the Holy Spirit was making. And it's good to ask the Holy Spirit for his definitions. Remember, when he's transferring his thoughts to us, he has to use a language we can understand. And he used the best words possible to do it. The Greek or Hebrew, whatever the word was written in originally, and then translated. But I have found so many, the word means so much more to me when the Holy Spirit gives me definitions. It's so pure that you know it. He said, faith is a definer. It's true. That's your faith is how you access the covenants of God and change the facts in the ground where you are. You redefine what's not into what you want. That's why I always confess what I want. I confess the word. I confess what I want. I confess that I hate deception. I confess that I hate pride, and it starts working. I confess that I hate lust. It becomes repulsive. I remember a day I didn't think that could ever be true. And some people hearing me that mountain may be too big in that ride. But you keep confessing it and mean it by faith. And you'll hate the things of this world, and you'll love the things of God, and you'll be able to represent it. It also frees your mind so that you don't have to worry about what's not. Hear God out. Listen to what he's saying. Take him at his word. Because the Lord has so much to say. And he loves us. He's going to help us grow and go forward. We are designed by God to bear light. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. If we have any kind of anointing, we can do that. Because of the shed blood of Jesus, his broken body, through his word, we can have the same mind that's in him. And as he is, so are we in this world. I love that scripture. But my favorite one is, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide us into all truth. What we can do in this world is unlimited. Be unlimited. Take the charge of God's word and be unlimited in all things. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in throughout your life. Throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.